He makes me nervous. I'm fine without him sitting next to me. I really am. I am.
You've never blown anything when I went.
I didn't say that.
3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Bob Hartman.
And I'm John Schlitt.
And we're from Petra.
Welcome to Street Week.
Welcome to Street Week. I'm Heather Joel, and this is where you come to find out what's hitting the streets in Christian music. You know, for nearly 30 years, Petra fans have had no doubt that their favorite band was not of this world. In fact, you could call Petra's brand of sanctified rock a sort of God fixation, a wake-up call, or even an invitation to come and join us. With an unseen power that's beyond belief, they could be considered the founders of Christian rock, but never, ever petrified. And now for all you steady pet heads out there, for all you lovers of all things Christian rock and roll, get ready to make your way down the aisle for a revival. Petra Star. When Petra found themselves without a record deal 2 years ago, God found them a new label home in Impop Records, owned in part by Newsboys frontman Peter Furler.
The thing that excited me most about Petra coming to Impop was that our relationship we'd already had with them.
Well, it seems that young Peter toured with Petra back in the days when the Newsboys were first cutting their teeth on American soil, and the friendship has stood the test of time.
They toured with us on one of our first tours in Australia. They were, when they were just starting out, they were our front artist. And then they later toured with us again in the U.S. For quite a while they were building. And then Petra toured with them not too long ago. And so there's been a mutual respect and so forth back and forth for years.
The producers of the 2001 version of Petra are modern worship gurus Dwayne Laring and Jason Halbert, founding members of Sonic Flood.
Well, that was interesting. I actually sang at Jason's wedding. We sang Love a long time ago, and we were looking for producers that would fit what Impop and Petra had as a vision as far as what, how Petra could fit in what's happening now but not lose its identity. And we were looking for some fresh new people that that still knew what our kind of rock and roll was about. And those guys were both really had just come off of a successful record of their own with praise and worship in a rock vein. And so I went over and to their studio and just tried out, we said, well, can the three of us work together? And what actually came out of it was the song Revival as just an experiment. And it was an exciting time for us. I think all five of us worked well together. And it was, I think, a very God-sent find for both groups together.
The amazing producing duo encouraged John to sing a little bit differently this time out, experimenting with his lower register.
With the new guys, there was a different ball game, and I had a great time. We not a lot of pressure, and they basically just said, John, you just do what you do because you know how to do it. I think we tried more to max out in the lower register and keep that as more of the lead, and then use all the higher as icing on the cake. So and then again, their mix style is a little different than our old producers, and just I think the combination of that just is a different sound.
More sweet moments in the studio included a little help from oldie but goodie friend Rick Kua on bass.
I remember the first time we met Rick. We were playing up in Rochester, New York, I think it was, and somebody said, hey, the bass player from the Outlaws is here, and he's a real good Christian and, wants to meet you guys. And we thought, wow, that's really neat, and we met Rick, and he was just so good and so encouraging to us, and he's always been that way.
For me as a bass player, to get to play on that record, I felt like I was just becoming a part of history.
It's just really neat to see Rick, find his place in Christian music business now, really, but also to to be using his chops in a great way. And to have him play on a record was a real honor for us. And he did a great job, and it's just really neat. He's a great guy.
We don't have a lot of legendary musicians in our market. Our contemporary Christian rock scene is not, you know, that old. It's maybe 20, 30 years old. But Petra is one of those bands that just, they are the classic rock band in our world.
Well, we couldn't leave John and Bob without asking that one last burning question. With all the boy bands and girl groups clogging up the Christian music pipeline, is there still really room for a rock and roll legend like Petra to come back in and fire it all up again?
I think we just feel pretty good about releasing an album. And that's, you know.
I just think it's the right album for us at the right time. Let everybody else do their thing, and there'll be a market for them, and I believe that the same people that listen to the boy bands will have a time period where they want to listen to what we do too.
Okay, there's two other releases that I want to mention this week before we go, and both of them are from totally opposite ends of the spectrum. First of all, we've got Cinemascapes, and that's from guitar maestro Phil Keggy on Word Records. And then from those crazy kids of Five Iron Frenzy, we've got Electric Boogaloo 2. Both of those are really worth checking out. You never know, you might like them. Thanks for joining me on Street Week. I'm Heather Joel, and taking us out, we've got the one, the only, Nicole C. Mullen with Call on Jesus. And you might want to get your hanky out for this one.